Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Derek's married.
Addison, what are you doing here?
You had a life in Manhattan.
Add. Bringing Addie out was a business decision, nothing personal.
It is personal to me.
Don't sweat the Shepherd. I'll only be your boss for a few days.
I have a girlfriend.
Livia.
You and Alex.
You gave me syphilis!
I think it's best to make a clean break.
Oh, you're ending this.
I'm pregnant.
Have you even bothered to tell Burke about the baby?
I've had this thing from my roommate since, like, day one, and I just can't tell her.
My husband didn't cheat on me. I cheated on him.
It's like I was drowning and you saved me.
Not enough.
I have an aunt who, whenever she poured anything for you, would say, they win.
It's not us. It's them. Them and their stupid boy. Penises. They didn't tell me they had a wife. They gave absolutely no warning that they were going to break up with you.
It's not that Burke broke up with me. It's how he broke up with me. Like, it was business. Like, it was a business. Like, he's a boss of me?
He is the boss of you.
What's worse is that I care.
I'm gonna fuck it.
My aunt will say when. And, of course, we never did.
No. Wait. Both alone.
The problem is estrogen.
No, the problem is tequila.
You know, I used to be all business, and then he goes and gets me pregnant.
With the stupid boy penis.
Now I'm having hormone surges. He ruined me. I'm ruined. He turned me into this fat, stupid, pregnant girl. Who cares? Estrogen.
Penises. Penises, Izzy.
Estrogen, George.
Okay. What are those?
Came home to full-on vomit drama. Apparently, she dumped Derek and her.
She's sleeping with Burke.
I knew that.
We don't say when because there's something about the possibility of more.
So, you really broke up with Shepherd?
I feel empty.
2 hours of vomiting will do that to you.
More tequila, more love, more anything. More is better.
No, I feel empty.
You're lucky. I feel pissed off.
Stop.
What?
You're stalking me. Stop it.
Did we not communicate last night?
Yes.
Did you hear what I was saying?
Your wife screwed your best friend.
And then from that point on, she no longer existed to me anymore.
You have marital amnesia.
No. Come on, I bared my soul to you last night.
Not enough.
How can that not be?
When you waited 2 months to tell me, and I had to find out by her showing up, all leggy and fabulous, and telling me herself, you pulled the plug. I'm a sink with an open drain. Anything you say runs right out. There is no enough.
She probably could have picked a better metaphor.
Give her a break. She's got a hangover.
Dr. Shepherd.
Dr. Burke.
We have an organ donor coming in this afternoon for Wilkerson General.
We're doing a harvest.
Commendable.
An oral one at 4.
I'm an aura one at 4.
The surgery's not critical.
You can't bump me.
First up tomorrow. As chief.
Interim chief.
I can.
Bump somebody
You're
else.
You're in the OR we need.
Why don't they do the harvest at Wilkinson?
Small facility in the boonies. A dock in the box. We have the location, the airport nearby, and the staff. Your surgery is rescheduled.
Cardiologist to the cath lab.
Mine's bigger than yours.
Whip it out. I'll measure.
Shut up, Alex.
Male 55, victim of a head-on collision. GCS is 3, depressed skull fracture, multiple internal injuries. ACLS protocol started, but his veins blew, so we've been pushing meds down the tube. PEA on arrival.
How long have you been down?
We've been doing CPR for about 20 minutes. It took fire 20 minutes to get him out of the car. He's pretty much gone.
No, he's not gone until we say he's gone. Keep coding. O'Malley, get him into a bay and save him.
But he's dead.
Did you not hear me? He's not dead until we say he's dead. You know what to do, so do it. Greg, you on this too. Move.
We've got 3 more victims from the other car coming in. Let's move, people.
He's dead.
Olivia.
Pulseless VTAC?
Line's in.
Okay, charge to 200.
200.
Clear.
Push one of Epi. Let's go again. Charge 300.
Seriously?
I think that's what Dr. Bailey wants you to do to George. Yeah. Dr. O'Malley. It's what she wants, Dr. O'Malley.
Okay, then let's charge the 300.
300.
Clear.
Male, 46, unrestrained driver of the car that jumped lanes. BP 80 over Palmer, tachycardic, last pulse 138. Got 2 liters, LR running wide open, significant abdominal tenderness.
Any history?
Wife said he's got a bad liver. He's on the transplant list.
Abdomen's rigid. Okay, hands off. We need Paige, Burke, and Domner. Prep this guy for the OR. Who wants
it? I do.
Too late. Stevens, take it.
Karev, take the boy. Yang, you take the mom.
I want to be looking at the films in 15 minutes.
We got one more for you.
When there? Oh, okay.
That guy.
He was in the accident?
No, bowel obstruction. He's not telling us what he ingested, but the films look like he's packing.
Can't people figure out a better way to move drugs? Gray.
Oh, pericardiosyntesis. Good.
Any response?
Mm-mm. Okay. All right, you guys can...
Chakot?
Well, what would you do next, O'Malley?
I would call it.
To save him.
A pericardial window.
Excellent. Do it. Gray, you're done here. I got a bowel obstruction for you. Fun.
Well, at least your patient's still alive.
What next, doctor?
That is not it.
Please, stop it. That's it.
That is not it, Richard.
How can I hold still and you're poking me?
I have to poke you to discharge you.
What makes you think he wants to be discharged? Derek, don't you know that this hospital will crumble unless Richard's here holding up the walls?
Adele, you're supposed to be in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, you are in five kinds of trouble, Mr. Man. You had brain surgery and didn't tell me?
Well, it was just a small procedure.
It was brain surgery.
I didn't want to ruin your vacation.
You don't know what a vacation is. How would you know how to ruin it?
Well, anyway, how did you find... You called my wife?
You called mine. Look, having someone home with you is the only way I'm letting you out of here today.
Fine.
I thought I saw a fabulous-looking woman walk by.
Addison, yes, see? I told Richard I knew you and Derek would get back together.
Actually, I'm here on a case.
Addison and I are over, Adele.
It's not like we're divorced.
Practically divorced.
You've had counseling?
We had adultery. That was enough.
I'll call you later, okay?
You should give her a chance, Derek.
It's good to see you. Keep him in mind.
Mom's okay, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They've been fighting at breakfast.
Dad.
It's ugly when it gets like that. We ran 3 stoplights before we even got on the freeway.
My husband Bob's a really good driver.
Some guy in a pickup cuts us off.
Safe. No. I think he saw something in the middle of the road and...
My dad just lost it.
And swerved to avoid it.
Started chasing the guy.
Crash just came out of nowhere.
Blasting through traffic.
We'd been having a really nice morning. 1 minute, everything's fine, and the next...
Screaming at him.
I can see the guy's face before we hit.
You see, I know. We're upside down on the other side of the freeway.
Do the surgeons know that Bob has a bad liver?
They know.
Now, Scotty,
your son's in the next room getting x-rayed.
My dad, he's
in surgery. It's pretty serious.
Yeah, well... This son of a bitch got what he deserved.
What makes people think they don't need seatbelts?
On the field.
My hand is done.
Well, the bowel's a mess, but it's repairable. A lot of work. And I don't see the point with this liver.
Forceps?
What do you see, Dr. Stevens?
Deep laceration, bleeding.
What else?
It's hard and pale, cirrhotic. He said he's on the transplant list.
More or less.
Does he have family here, Stevens?
A wife and son.
Okay, I'm just going to roll you over, gently. Oh, this looks pretty bad. How did you get this?
Lily hit so hard.
I don't think this is from the collision, and it looks a couple of weeks old.
Where are you?
I can see his heart. His heart that's not beating.
Okay, open the pericardium and aspirate. If the heart's still not beating, close and call it. What? You think we're defiling this man's body?
Well, we're certainly doing more than...
And what? If they're dead or dying when they come through those doors, you hump and hump hard. Why?
For the experience.
No, what else? There's something more. You think on that. It'll come to you.
You know, Mr. Hubble, you might make things a little easier on yourself if you would just tell us what you've ingested. We'll know anyway once we see your films.
You have the most beautiful features. They're delicate. Almost porcelain.
Mr. Hubble, whatever you've ingested could kill you. Are you sure you don't want to tell me what's got you blocked up inside?
It might offend you.
Is it drugs?
It's not drugs.
Mr. Hubble.
I promise. It's not drugs.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad it's not drugs.
It's drugs. Looks like at least 10 balloons in his belt. My guess, cocaine. Scott Siebert, 18. No fractures or internal bleeding. Got pretty lucky.
Recommendation?
Keep overnight for observation.
Damn.
Leah Siebert, 43. Multiple healed fractures on her clavicle and humerus, third and fourth rib.
She's either a bull rider or she's abused.
Kid said the accident was road rage. This old man got cut off in traffic, went ballistic.
Oh, that's not the story I got. She has a large yellowing bruise over her right kidney, tended a palpation. Said she got it from a fall last week. Hmm. She's bleeding.
Paranephric hematoma. What do you do?
It should take care of itself. We'll keep an eye on it. She needs a bed rest and a shrink.
It's drugs.
Stupid. One burst and he's dead in 5 minutes. Hey, what do we do?
Run his bowel.
And what does that mean, Yang?
Running the bowel entails removing all 36 feet of the intestine from the body cavity, hand searching for the balloons, and then cutting them out.
Gray, book an OR. Yang, Karev, you're in. I need all the hands I can get.
Sure they're balloons.
You have reason to believe they're not balloons?
This one here's got a face.
So does that one. They all do.
I'll be damned. They're Judy's.
Judy's?
He swallowed the heads of 10 Judy dolls.
My mother used to buy me Judy dolls. Manhattan Judy, Surfer Judy, Disco Judy. I always wanted one. I dissected them. Cut off their arms and shaved their heads.
Sounds like there's a sick and twisted story behind this.
Look, they're sexist, distorted devil toys that create unrealistic image expectations carrying to the porn-driven mind. You swallow a bitter pill this morning, Yang? They're dolls.
Gray, call for a psych consult and see if he has family.
Do I still book the OR?
Lock bowels become necrotic bowels. Check with Dr. Burke, see if we can bump someone. Those Judy's got to come out today.
Hanging another V-neck.
He's going through a lot of blood.
Noted.
What's the word from the Unos?
He's on the list, but they don't have a liver for him.
The list won't help him now. He can work all day, but this liver won't stop bleeding. And it won't support his recovery from the surgery.
What about the donor from Wilkinson that's coming in?
That liver's already been committed. Mr. Siebert's only hope is a family donor.
Maybe
we should call it. No use in tying up an OR. We're just postponing the inevitable.
How much work do you have here to complete, Dr. Delmer?
5, maybe 6 hours.
And that's how much time we have to find him in the liver.
You're the chief.
Any family members waiting?
Still trying to reach them.
Good. I mean, not good that we haven't reached that. It's good I don't have to.
It's always hard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about Alex.
That's fine. It's good, you know. No need to talk about it.
You do understand that I had sex with him before you, not during. Because when you and I were having sex...
I understand.
I just wanted to clear the air.
Oh. It's clear. Perfectly.
Okay. And about the syphilis.
We really don't have to talk about this.
I mean, I didn't know I had it. I should have. I'm a nurse. I mean, there was a sore and I was all itchy.
Okay. You know, I, got it. You know, things happen.
They really do. Things you wish you could change.
It's the chief.
So I gotta take this.
Oh, sure. George. You have to call it.
Call it?
Him.
Oh, time of death 148.
I got it. This guy came in this morning with 10 Judy Dawheads in his abdomen.
Is that some kind of sick or what? I mean, when you think about it, those things can't be that easy to swallow.
They still got their hair on them. That's some bad spaghetti. Dude scrapped the toys.
Little you can hide. Ignore the shouting, the screaming. Pretend like you're someplace else. Then when you get older, bigger, you feel like you should be doing something. Something to stop it. You're not a protector. And when you can't, you don't know who to be angry at. The old man or yourself. Usually it's yourself.
Did she tell you?
Shouldn't have to. It's all over her films.
He's not beating you, is he?
No. Just her.
So what do you do about the anger?
Me?
I think about the guy who eats doll heads. He's got problems.
Hey, I've been looking for you guys.
My father.
Bob liked his beers. His liver started to fail a couple of years ago. He quit drinking and we put him on the transplant list, but his blood type is
B negative.
They just aren't that many available. They suggested a family member.
Any luck?
My son. They said Scotty's a good match. He's 18.
Family members shouldn't do it out of obligation. It's a risky operation.
Scotty's had counseling. You know, they just don't let you do it. He hasn't made his mind up yet. You know, and we actually have a date set for the surgery. I don't want to pressure him.
Well, then you shouldn't.
Oh, God, I don't want to lose Bob.
We'll give your son as much time as we can to make a decision.
Doctors Morgan and Reese from the cath lab.
Would you care to explain?
Zebra is a wife beater. Her film show years of abuse.
I didn't know that. Still,
multiple
we have
fractures. She has a kidney bleed from a beating she took last week. Plus, it was his road rage that caused the accident. The guy in the other car died.
And that means what? No heroic measures? We leave him on the table?
Well, if it were up to me...
Think like a surgeon, Dr. Yang. We have a dying patient in the liver that could save him.
Well, this is more complicated than that.
For social workers, yes. For the family. Not for you. It isn't up to you.
Yeah, you made that perfectly clear.
Well, I'm glad we have an understanding.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
The donor from Wilkerson?
Should be here at 3. Harvest team's on their way in.
I also need to touch base with the transplant center about Zebra getting his son's liver.
Dr. Burke, Dr. Bailey needs an OR and they're all booked.
For?
An emergent bowel obstruction.
Drugs?
10 Judy doll heads.
Seriously?
Yes. I can see their little faces. Help. Let me out.
Butt one is hernia in one, but don't tell them what we're removing.
Thank you.
If he can't be here obsessing, he wants stuff to obsess with at home. I'll be done and out of your way in a moment.
Intern time cards. Sign.
Nurse Lubin to the briefing room. Nurse Lubin to the briefing room.
It's always something, isn't it? Some emergency surgery, some annoying administrative problem. Being chief is a lot like being an intern. The work never stops. When I found out Richard had a tumor, you know what I felt? Relieved. I was hoping he would finally be forced to retire. Ah, that has your attention, doesn't it? How we both would like for that to happen. I could finally book a vacation for two. You know, you're perfect for this job, Preston. Unattached, obsessive. This hospital, this job, it's enough for you, isn't it?
Has to be today.
He won't make it off the table with his own liver. He's bleeding a lot.
When you get counseling, they tell you not to force it. Decision, you know. One day, one moment, I just know the right thing to do. It should be easy, right? He's my father.
Well, it's a tough operation. I mean, it'll be a big change in your life.
The upside is that the liver is the only organ that regenerates itself. I mean, they're going to only take half of yours, and it'll be back to normal size in 2 months. You probably won't be running any marathons anytime soon.
Dr. Stevens, can I see you outside for a moment?
What is your problem?
You're doing a sales pitch. The recipient is your patient. You shouldn't even be talking to the donor.
The recipient is his father, who he's going to lose if he doesn't make a decision.
And he understands that, all right? Believe me, he understands that. You have no idea what's going on in that kid's head. None.
Call 3 times a day.
Do not call 3 times a day.
Look,
and if my wife doesn't put you through...
I won't put you through.
Keep calling until she does.
Yes, sir.
He's not talking. It could be pica. Doubtful for a man his age. Maybe an Oedipal complex or idolization of the dolls as partners. Or it could be that he simply enjoys it.
I've seen a lot of strange things in strange places, but how does he enjoy this?
He'd enjoy them when they came out.
I didn't need to hear that.
Dr. Gray, may I speak with you for a moment?
Don't look at me for help.
I assume he told you why he left me?
Dr. Shepard, with all due respect, this has nothing to do with me.
Really? So you didn't take him back? Good girl.
And in the future, I'd appreciate it if we could keep our relationship strictly professional.
Meredith, sometimes people do desperate things to get someone's attention. There are two sides to every story.
The father's an alcoholic wife beater. I mean, it shouldn't even be a question.
Yeah, but if you could save somebody and didn't, would you feel like you were committing murder?
Well, yeah, like the guy did when he crashed into George's DOA. He's the killer, not the son.
That is sick.
Who would do that? Oh, Liz. See, Judy, fly.
Oh. Hey, George.
Hey.
What?
George, she was trying to make up with you. You should go eat with her.
No. No, I shouldn't.
She's cute and she likes you. She shouldn't let a little sip get in the way.
It's not the sip. So the sip.
It is not the sip.
And what is it?
What? What is it? Out with it.
There's this other girl.
Izzy.
Other girl? You have another girl?
He hasn't told her yet that he likes her.
Izzy, we are not in high school.
George has a little crush.
I do not have a crush. It is a thing. A thing that is very personal. One day I'd like to build on this thing with this other girl. Woman. She's all woman.
What are you doing? No, George. With Olivia. What are you doing with Olivia?
Oh, nothing.
You're letting her think you're emotionally available. You're letting her think she has a chance. And there is nothing worse in the world than thinking you have a chance when you really don't.
Meredith is right.
Tell her there's someone else. Tell her why, George. I mean, at least give her the chance to have some feelings about it, for God's sake.
Why are you yelling?
Because of the estrogen, George. Because of all the estrogen.
It's a new subject.
It's a mess.
No, it isn't.
I think I know a mess when I see a mess. You got the Harvest tying up OR1, Siebert tying up OR2, bowel obstruction OR3.
Simply a bit crowded.
Well, your crowded is my seriously overbooked. And in my book, seriously overbooked is a mess.
They need to know if there's any warning on the Siebert liver.
How much work do they have left?
A couple of hours.
Well, tell them I'll be in the Siebert.
You bumped me for a bowel obstruction?
Well, uneasy lies ahead that wears the chief's cap.
Code white.
Was it an act of desperation?
Not at all.
Something to attract attention?
Of course not.
I'm just trying to understand here, Mr. Hubble. Why 10 doll heads?
Well, because 11 would have been too much.
I think it has something to do with his mother. Maybe she always wanted a girl and gave him Judy dolls for his birthday present.
I got another one.
Oh. Join clamps to Yang Gray. Push the head up to the incision.
His mother looked like Judy and he was into voodoo. So sticking pins in.
Okay.
Yep. Black Judy. Oh, they gave her long hair back when she had the afro. She came with go-go boots and a leather jacket. Shame. It's a real collector's item.
Collectible dolls. New twist.
Seriously, you can identify these dolls by their heads?
You got a problem with that, Yang? I like Judy dolls. I own Judy dolls. The only problem I have with Judy dolls is that they're in the bowel of this man.
Bailey, I need an intern in the ER to meet the Harvest donor.
Yeah, O'Malley.
Suit your book.
You good here?
There's a couple more heads to go.
The Karev, Stevens, Yang, scrub out. We need to get an answer from Sieber's son.
Okay. Ah, yes. My Judy. She came with a yellow Vespa. Wait, you know what's strange?
We haven't had enough strange.
She looks a little like you.
This is the donor from Wilkinson General.
Just put her in here until the harvest team comes down. Thanks. Well, this one's heart is still beating. I think Bailey would want me there.
We finally reached the family of the dead motorist. Live in Portland. Should be here in a few hours. Want me to page you when they get here?
Yeah. Do they know?
Only that we were still working on him. I think it's always better to hear bad news firsthand. I know. I'd like to talk to the doctor who called it. Get some answers. So that I could get on with my life. George.
Did you see that? She's a cerebrate. Her brain's still alive.
Okay, we'll take it from here.
Did you just look at this?
She's a cerebrate. Okay.
Yeah. She can't really be declared brain dead. It's a small reaction. They probably just missed it. The cortex is dead. The brainstem will follow. Death is imminent. We just have to wait it out. Yeah, but don't you think...
We'll be dead by the time we get to the OR, Doc.
She's alive now.
Like a hospital in here.
What are we doing with this guy, Preston? Is this just an exercise? I don't need to practice.
Transplant committee gave us a green light for trying to get an answer from the son.
Well, this guy's going through blood like there's no tomorrow. And I mean that literally.
How much work do you have left now?
Well, maybe an hour and a half. But without a liver, I don't think this guy's going to last that long.
I'll check his bag.
I need to speak to Scotty. I can talk to him. I need to talk to him.
I think they want him to make the decision on his own.
You think I'm sick for wanting to save my husband, don't you?
I think you're feeling very emotional and
when we're feeling emotional, sometimes it's hard to keep a level head and consider all the facts. Your husband killed a man on the highway today. He almost killed you and your son. Those are the facts.
Have you ever been in love, Doctor? Have you?
Love has its limits.
Dr. Shepherd.
Dr. O'Malley.
I was just in the ICU with the Harvest Donor. Dr. Bailey, she has us do exams and procedures on patients, even if...
What did you find?
She's the cerebrate. The donor, her brainstem's still alive.
Excuse me. Derek Shepherd had a neurosurgery. Do you mind if I take a look?
Okay, yeah. She's still posturing. We have every intention of waiting until she's dead. She's in an irreversible coma. Hines, the neuro at Wilkinson, ran the protocol.
Missed the cerebration. What else did they miss? She has a tumor on her brainstem, right? I don't see an MRI. Did you do an EEG to confirm brain death?
Yeah, according to Hines.
I don't know, Dr. Hines.
We have 6 patients in 3 states waiting for this woman's organs.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'd all be happy to know that the organs are receiving them from somebody who's actually brain dead.
No one's going to touch her while she's alive for you to imply otherwise.
Is there a problem here? Dr. Orson, Dr. Shepherd?
Yeah, we have a donor who's still the cerebrate. I want to do an EEG and an MRI.
Expensive waste of time.
I insist on it.
You insist on it?
I do.
My head of neurosurgery says he needs an EEG and an MRI. He needs an EEG and an MRI.
You realize we have 6 patients waiting.
That is not my call, Dr. Orson. Who gets the organs is up to you, Nels. Who donates the organs is up to the families. Hell, I got a guy in the OR that's waiting for a liver that may not deserve to be saved. And again, that's not my call. Do you want to know what my call is? Everything else. The patient is yours, Dr. Shemp.
Thank you, Dr. Burke. Dr. O'Malley, want to assist with this MRI? Can you try this for me? First thing we'll do is the EEG. George, you with me?
What if he goes back to hitting her?
Can't make that call. But whatever you do, you can't make the decision out of anger.
Alex!
So what do you do with it? What do you do with yours?
Alex! Hey! You shouldn't be out here. Dr. Burke needs to
back off, please? My anger had a life of its own. I walked up, became a wrestler, and the next time he laid a hand on my mother, I beat the living crap out of him. When he got out of the hospital, he took off. He just took off and never came back. And he was a cold, mean-tempered bastard, but he was still my old man, you know? And now I can't stop wishing that I never laid a hand on him. We somehow could have worked it through. What is it?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
What? What does Burke want?
I'm sorry, Scott. He needs a decision now.
Take Scotty to pre-op immediately. The transplant surgeon is on call and waiting. There isn't much time.
Scotty? Scotty?
You
Yeah, okay. I want to do it.
Let's get him a pre-op. I'll call the surgeon.
I have a couple of conditions. You're going to tell the cops the truth about what happened in this accident, Mom. And as soon as we get back home, you and I are moving out. Enough is enough.
You know she's just going to go back to him.
Well, I don't know that. It's not mine.
Not our call.
Well, Christina, I was wondering, I was hoping that we can, I know we didn't.
You're asking me...
Are you okay?
Can I scrub in? Then yes, Dr. Burke. I'm okay.
Grab. Let's give him a pre-op.
You see the tumor in her brainstem right here?
Looks pretty bad.
Ever had a crappy day on Mount? I mean, really, really crappy.
I've had many crappy days.
This one just got better.
Might as well go home, gentlemen.
I will be the only one of us performing surgery here today. My friend here has a viable brain.
Okay. Do you really think she'll be okay?
Look at the tumor out. She's got a good shot of recovery. Look out for her.
Meredith? Dead guy?
Yeah.
Look, maybe I'm not over the Alex thing or the Sif thing yet. That's not really the problem. There's a girl who I and it doesn't matter that there's this other guy, and frankly, I wouldn't care if she gave me the Ebola virus. I like you, Olivia. But I just don't like you enough.
I gave it a shot, right? And you were honest. That's good. Tell them?
Why do we hump on every dead or dying patient that comes through those doors?
Experience?
So we can tell their family that we did everything we could.
The day was improving.
You told Meredith what happened?
I did. What did you tell her?
Sometimes people do desperate things to attract attention.
What? Wow. That's your side of this, that I didn't pay you enough attention. Was that what you were thinking when you got naked with my best friend?
No, by that point, I wasn't thinking at all, Derek. By that point, I was just scratching an itch. We got successful, you and me. We got busy and we got lazy. We didn't even bother to fight anymore, Derek. And Mark was there and I missed you. And now I'm sorry. I'm more sorry than you can possibly imagine, but at least I'm talking to you about it. Derek,
I'm in sync with an open drain, Eddie.
Did you get them all?
Yes. It wasn't easy or very pleasant. How do you feel?
Empty. Feel empty now.
Yeah. I've been feeling a little bit of that myself lately.
I could see that.
Mr. Hubble, why does eating doll heads fill you up? What's the satisfaction?
Do you really want to know?
Would it be too much information?
Might.
Maybe I'm better left in the dark.
There's something to be said about a glass half full. About knowing when to say when. I think it's a floating line, a barometer of need and desire. It's entirely up to the individual. And depends on what's being poured. Sometimes, all we want is a taste. Other times, there's no such thing as enough. The glass is bottomless.